WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Thursday, April 27th. Coming up, we'll learn more about how the condemnation of over 400 apartment units in Champaign left residents sick and displaced. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. After a year of bargaining and a six-day strike, faculty and staff at Eastern Illinois University have overwhelmingly ratified a new contract. Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes has more.
The contract includes a 15% raise over 4 years and, for the first time, the addition of parental leave. Jennifer Stringfellow is a professor at Eastern and president of its chapter of the University Professionals of Illinois. She said her coworkers previously had to build up sick leave for years.
We have more young couples who work at Eastern or young people who want to start families, and that would be either a very big dent in their income or they had to wait.
Eastern was among three state universities on strike this month. Stringfellow expects the contract to be approved by Eastern's president and trustees within 2 weeks. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
Jurors in the Commonwealth Edison bribery trial of four former executives and lobbyists are asking questions during their first full day of deliberations. Dave McKinney has more.
There were three pauses in the seven-woman, five-man jury's deliberations today. That was to send technical questions to federal judge Harry Leinenweber. First, to explain a date listed on indictment documents, a second to ask what the word overt means, and a third question to ask for a full copy of the indictment against former ComEd CEO Ann Promajori, former executive John Hooker, and lobbyists Michael McLean and Jay Doherty. The jury is considering whether the defendants offered jobs and other favors as bribes to former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan in exchange for legislation worth hundreds of millions of dollars for ComEd. Defense attorneys have argued this wasn't bribery, just Illinois politics. This is Dave McKinney.
Democratic State Representative Sonia Harper is spearheading a slew of measures aimed at supporting Black farmers in Illinois. One of them would appropriate $5 million to help socially disadvantaged farmers with startup capital, equipment, and operations. Bouiza Ataji is with Grow Greater Inglewood, a nonprofit helping Black farmers on the south side of Chicago.
We need more small farmers, small businesses in cities growing food so that if the supply chain has any disruptions, if the trucks aren't able to move, we still have everything we need within our communities.
Another measure would create a Farm Equity and Innovation Center at the University of Illinois. The measures await further action in the General Assembly. An Illinois bill that would allow patients to sue crisis pregnancy centers if they felt misled from seeking abortion care is one step closer to the governor's desk. Mawa Iqbal has more.
A crowd of anti-abortion protesters rallied outside the state capitol in Springfield today, calling the bill evil and deceptive. Joining them were several Republican state lawmakers, including Representative Amy Grant. Grant says this bill is targeting centers' right to freedom of religious speech.
If women have a choice to take their baby out and kill their baby, why shouldn't they have a chance to be able to go forward with their child?
Abortion rights groups say many pregnancy centers look like abortion clinics and give out misinformation to discourage abortion. The bill awaits further consideration from the House. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Still to come, we'll learn more about what residents in Champaign have done after over 400 apartment units were condemned last year. That story is next on 217 Today.
In the third season of the masterpiece Regency drama Sanditon, our heroine, Charlotte Haywood, returns to her resort town with a new fiancé in tow. But life gets a bit complicated when she meets up with an old flame. This hit drama is based on Jane Austen's last incomplete novel. The final season of Sanditon is full of more adventures, scandals, intrigue, and above all else, romance. You can stream every episode now as a friend of WILL. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. Homes can be places of peace or stress. In the final months of 2022, the city of Champaign condemned nearly 400 units at a local apartment complex due to the lack of heating and water. But a former resident says the problem runs much deeper, and he's still dealing with trauma due to living there in unsafe conditions. Illinois Student Newsroom Sydney Wood has more.
back entrance.
When Dustin Shingle first moved into Champaign Park Apartments in August 2021, he says the first 2 months were fine, until his ceiling fell in. For the next year and a half, Shingle says things kept getting worse, from mold to cockroaches to electrical issues.
It was a nightmare, honestly. It was one of the most stressful places I've lived. I felt like my home wasn't secure. I lost a big sense of security, you know.
He says he experienced rashes, migraines, and stomach ulcers due to the stress of living there. Shingle's apartment wasn't even one of those condemned by the city.
It's a feeling of feeling helpless. It's a feeling of feeling trapped. And these people, they don't have a voice. Nobody's listening to them.
Many of the Champaign Park apartments fit the definition of substandard housing according to federal regulations. Dilapidated, without working plumbing or heat. And experts say substandard housing can affect people's mental health.
There's a lot of added stress for someone who's living in substandard housing, thinking about the ways that that housing can be fixed, trying to navigate the different pathways, whether it's going through a landlord to try to get repairs done, scheduling those repairs, making sure they're done in a timely manner. You know, all of those things sort of add to the stress.
That's Giselle Ruthier, a research assistant professor at New York University's Department of Population Health. Ruthier says housing is a fundamental core need, so the quality of a person's home can impact their physical health too.
So for example, if you know, you're living in a housing unit that has a lot of peeling paint or has mold or has an infestation of pests, then those physical environmental factors actually do have an impact on health.
Champaign first condemned 393 Champaign Park units in November and December of last year. And Champaign Code Compliance Manager Tim Spear says a majority are still condemned. He says the situation could have been prevented if the staff had kept up with its boiler maintenance. But Spear says there wasn't an active property manager around the time that the temperatures dropped last winter.
And there was nobody there to, when things started going wrong, to make sure they got fixed. So things started to cascade from there, like, they weren't good and things got bad and there was no way to, you know, to catch things before they got worse.
As of late March 2023, Spears says the complex is still repairing its remaining condemned units. But he says he hasn't received any updates since March 24th. Representatives from Champaign Park Apartments did not respond to requests for comment. Dustin Shingle moved out of Champaign Park in March. He returned recently to take a look around the complex.
See, even with the boarded up windows, you can see that this boarded up window has obviously been boarded up for a while and then never actually replaced because the wood itself is warped from weather conditions. So it's only temporary fixes for these people.
Shingle now lives in Urbana, but says he's still coping with the trauma of living at Champaign Park.
I didn't realize how bad Champaign Park was. I mean, I realized how bad it was, but like the aftermath of dealing with it, it's like, oh wow, there's a lot of things you still gotta like kind of shake off from that, like trauma stuff.
He says he's relieved to be out of the complex.
I feel comfortable in my house now. I feel safe. I feel like it's a home. And I feel like I can more actively deal with all the other things in my life that need my attention.
I'm Sydney Wood, Illinois Student Newsroom.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy with a high of 68 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Dave McKinney, Mawa Iqbal, and Sydney Wood. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.